reporting from Burnaby, BC. This is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. During this year's National Nursing Week, the British Columbia's Nurses Union, or BCNU, has been spreading the word on the Ratios Save Lives campaign. This campaign advocates for better nurse-to-patient ratios, improved working conditions, and higher nurse retention in BC. While the provincial government has put their support behind this campaign, there is still a shortage of nurses within the province. Recently, CJSF spoke with Tristan Newby, the vice president of the BCNU, on the work that the union says still needs to be done to attain the ideal nurse-to-patient ratio in BC, as well as how different levels of government can work together to attain this goal for the province. Please take a listen.
Ratio Saves Lives campaign is a public awareness as well as a member awareness campaign to really socialize the concept that minimum to nurse patient ratios within the hospital setting and within healthcare more broadly not only saves the lives of patients, but it also saves the system a considerable amount of money when you look at what we're ending up paying out in overtime for private agencies. Once you have established minimum nurse-patient ratios, the likelihood of mortality and morbidity of patients decreases. And it is within jurisdictions that have rolled these out. I'm specifically calling out California, Oregon, New South Wales. You see an increased investment in nurses elongating their careers, having more satisfaction, and decreased incidences of violence within healthcare settings.
Where is the progress on it right now? I know the province has put forward their support on this movement, but that was a few months ago now. So where do you think things are heading at the moment?
So back in March of 2024, as well as September of 2024, the provincial government announced what had been negotiated and agreed to. An example of that is if you are presented to a general medical ward within a hospital, you should see that your nurse has no more than four patients assigned to them. So that negotiation took about a year to get to. And then once we had the newly formed government, there is within the Minister of Health's mandate is to advance minimum nurse patient ratios. Where the lag is, so is within the operationalizing of it. So each of the health authorities have been provided, here is your mandate. You need to meet these ratios. And then the health authorities now have a period of time to be able to get to a point where they have these lines created and they have people posting into them. That is where we're finding that there's some delays. So it is an unrealistic expectation that right now that if I go into hospital, I will see, you know, a 1-to-4 ratio. But that is the intention over the course of, you know, the next year or so.
I know this is not the only media that you've been doing this week. And one thing I've seen you talk about a lot has to do with focusing on retention, not just recruitment. If you could expand on that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, there have been some efforts, you know, in the right direction, well-intentioned on the part of the government to be investing in recruitment. And you're seeing that with the announcement that came in 2 days ago. One area that we really have been advocating for strongly for years, both within the health authority and at the ministry level, is that we're in such a deficit of nurses in today's system. Like, we know that there's a minimum of 6,000 nurses that we're short within the province of British Columbia. And then when you factor in the additional workload that we're going to need for the full implementation of minimum nurse-patient ratios, you're looking at more like 10, right? And when you have a system that nurses, their 5-year attrition rate is 50%, you know that there's something wrong with the system that doesn't support the people that are coming into it. If half of them after a four-year education are choosing to leave within 5 years. And until health authorities and until the ministry has turned their mind to prioritizing the retention of those folks, there's no way that we're going to be able to recruit our way out of this situation.
So one of the things that brought this campaign to my attention was that one of your lobby coordinators in the Simon Fraser region presented on the nurse to patient ratio movement at New Westminster City Council. And I'm wondering what your perspective is on what municipal governments throughout the Lower Mainland and throughout BC in general, what role they play in supporting.
Yeah, thanks. So Melissa and I work together. So I'm the provincial lobby coordinator within British Columbia, and the Simon Fraser region is actually my home turf. So the 2025, one of our main initiatives was conceptualizing the idea of ratios to folks. And we know that our government has committed to their implementation. But along that process, we need to ensure that the general public as a whole has an understanding of what ratios are. And what's involved in establishing ratios goes far beyond, you know, the Minister of Health making some announcement about, look how great it is. We've got 1 to 3 here, 1 to 4 there. And there will also come a time where we need to turn our mind to how are we enforcing these ratios? And that, for that, we really need to ensure that we have an engaged and informed public, because this is about your health, your publicly provided health care. And if we need people to know that above the 1 to 4 ratio, people have a 12 to 16% chance of being injured or suffering some event in the hospital for every patient that a nurse has above the established ratios. And I think that the general public as of right now believes that these ratios are already in place, which isn't in fact the reality. Specifically to your question though, what we're looking at within the municipalities is that these folks are really the most closely aligned with their constituents, and they're making decisions about building communities. And what we're looking for is raising their awareness of the impact, the positive impact that ratios can have within a community, and how we can be finding opportunities to partner with each other to advance the building of these municipalities, communities, so that it attracts young healthcare professionals that are going to choose to plant their roots and raise their families here. And this is really has the potential to be a symbiotic relationship. And as far as advancing this, both from the nurses, the public, and from municipal level governments.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is having municipalities sort of prioritize making their communities more livable for people who potentially could be nurses serving those areas.
Absolutely. You know, a prime example would be looking at housing considerations for professionals. And we know that that's something that that is percolating within the municipalities. And there's opportunities certainly for nurses like Melissa, who's coming and speaking to New West. She's also been all over the Lower Mainland speaking to municipalities about what it is that nurses need to be able to succeed within communities, as well as where we can be contributing to your initiatives as well.
One last thing I would want to ask is if there's more on the public side that you think can be done to advocate for nurse to patient ratios.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, one easy call to action is to check out the website ratiossavelives.ca. That really provides a foundational understanding of the concept of ratios, as well as where we are right now in that implementation phase. But at what I can most call to the public is that, as I said, this is your right as a British Columbian, as well as a Canadian, is to have comprehensive, publicly funded healthcare. And the government ran on a platform that this is what we're going to do for Canadians. We're going to provide the best healthcare, the best ratios for you. And we need for you to be holding those promises accountable by reaching out to the MLAs, saying, hey, where are we with ratios? This is a priority to me, as well as, you know, engaging in conversations with nurses about, hey, what is going on with ratios? Because we're happy to be having those conversations. And ultimately, you know, creating opportunities for advancing ratios. And there may be a time when the nurses will call on the public to say, hey, these obligations are not being met. Will you stand with us in support? And my hope is at that point, people will be educated enough about the ratio initiative and invested enough that they will be out supporting nurses. This isn't simply about ensuring nurses are, you know, in an environment that they can provide the care that patients deserve. It's also about addressing safety, because right now, there has never been a time in the healthcare system where so frequently nurses are being exposed to violence. And we know from research in other jurisdictions that with the implementation of minimum nurse patient ratios and effective retention strategies, that workplace violence is decreased. And as a part of that, we need to ensure that employers are putting in place effective mitigation strategies so that folks aren't having to respond to these situations. They are proactively being prevented. And if you can't, with a reasonably level of confidence, ensure that a nurse is going to go to work and they're not going to be exposed to extreme violence, it's going to be extremely difficult for us to be able to retain the nurses that we have and certainly recruit new ones.
Once again, that was our conversation with Tristan Newby, the Vice President of the BC Nurses Union, on the Ratios Save Lives campaign. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.